Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ray Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Lloyd Christenberry. Batting third. The left fielder, Walton Cruz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Boekel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Fred Nicholson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walter Holke. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hugh McQuillan. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Hugh McQuillan. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Fleck. Batting second. The shortstop, Carter Elliott. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Klugman. Batting fourth. The third baseman, John Kelleher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Turner Barber. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Red Thomas. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Kaufman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tony Kaufman. And now, play ball. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is called out on strikes. One out. Lloyd Christenberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenberry takes first base on ball four. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields the ball and throws to Kaufman covering. Safe. Christenberry moves to second. Tony Boekel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boekel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Christenberry moves to third. Two outs. Fred Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, Braves. Fred Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Fleck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christenberry misplays the ball. That's an error on Christenberry. Carter Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christenberry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fleck moves to second. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fleck moves to third. Elliott moves to second. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barber for the out. Fleck scores. Elliott moves to third. Klugman moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Red Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klugman is attempting to get to home. There's the throw to McQuillan and Klugman is out. Elliott scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. the Braves will come to bat. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke strikes out. One out. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Red Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kristenbury scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McQuillan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hugh McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan strikes out. One out. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Kristenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kristenbury is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kristenbury hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Thomas. Kristenbury reaches second base with a double. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 1 in the game. Flack hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Powell. Flack reaches second base with a double. Carter Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elliott bunts towards third. Boeckel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boeckel. Flack moves to third. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McQuillan throws towards second. Kristenbury fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kristenbury. Flack scores. Elliott moves to third. Klugman moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elliott scores. Klugman scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kristenbury scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to second. One out. Red Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McQuillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelleher moves to third. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelleher tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Cubs. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel is 0-for-1 in the game. Boeckel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0-for-1 in the game. Holke hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Flack hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carter Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Kaufman moves to second. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kristen Burry fields it and throws to third for the out. Elliott moves to second. Two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field. Powell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Powell. Elliott scores. Klugman goes all the way around to score. Kelleher moves to third. It's 8-1, Cubs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Barber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelleher scores. It's 9-1, Cubs. Red Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barber. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Barber steals second. Red Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Powell. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Barber scores. It's 10-1, Cubs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kristen Burry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas moves to third. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimes. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Grimes steals second. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hot Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elliott misplays the ball. That's an error on Elliott. Hugh McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaufman strikes out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kristen Burry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carter Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Klugman is hit by the pitch. Elliott moves to second. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Christenbury hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flack. Christenbury reaches second base with a double. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flack. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Christenbury scores. It's 10-2, Cubs. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel is 0 for 2 in the game. Boeckel hits a pop-up towards third. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barber, who is chasing the ball. Nicholson reaches third base with a triple. Cruz scores. It's 10-3. Cubs. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0 for 2 in the game. Holke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Holke reaches second base with a double. Nicholson scores. It's 10-4, Cubs. Hot Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holke scores. Ford moves to second. It's 10-5, Cubs. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hugh McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuillan hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Barber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas bunts for an out with unknown description. Barber moves to second. 1 out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McQuillan juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuillan. Barber moves to third. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Powell. Daly reaches second base with a double. Daly is thrown out after the base hit. Barber scores. Grimes goes all the way around to score. 2 outs. It's 12-5, Cubs. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaufman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Powell. Kaufman reaches second base with a double. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Flack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Christenbury takes first base on ball 4. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Christenbury moves to third. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel is 0-for-3 in the game. Boeckel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Fred Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Cooney now pitching. Carter Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Elliott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Klugman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Holke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford strikes out. One out. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Holke moves to second. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Barber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Red Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-5, Cubs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tom Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Daly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-4 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and two walks. Christenbury hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel is 0-for-4 in the game. Boeckel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 13, and Boston Braves, 5. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.